For SDPB Radio, I'm Lori Walsh, and welcome to this week's In the Moment Arts Podcast. Now, this week we have decided to bring you music, music, and then a little more music. Still with me? I thought so. All right, let's start with this week's Moment in Sound guest, Chris Angeles. She is an award-winning singer-songwriter who woke up early after a gig in Wyoming, drove to the SDPB Rapid City studios to play live for radio listeners, and then got back into her car to head across the state for a gig at Parker's Bistro in Sioux Falls. That is exactly the kind of thing musicians do for public radio and for you, to bring music to every corner of the state for everyone who might not make it to the concert. Here's Chris Angeles. Chris Angeles, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, how was that 5 o'clock drive in the morning?
Oh, wow. It was good. I got to see the sunrise, so, you know, there's pluses to everything.
And Wyoming and western South Dakota is not a bad place to catch that sunrise,
is it? It is not. It's so beautiful. I've been traveling throughout. I'm trying to play in all 50 states this year, and I'm just learning that America is just gorgeous everywhere.
Tell us a little bit about what that travel time is like for you. Is it a creative time?
Sometimes. I listen to a lot of music. I listen to audiobooks. Sometimes it's just sitting there thinking about life. There's a lot of existential dread. but also some creativity, too.
All right. So what will you play for us first today so we can get a flavor of your music?
This is a song from my EP that came out in 2017 called Heartbreak is Contagious. Here we go. Tripping over words never was my style. The way it made me feel, I couldn't help but smile. Yeah, you really got me. So fast, so fast, syncopated, so syncopated, like that, just like that, it dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not her. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not like we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages, the pages. Keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Swear there was a time when you belong to me. I'm a two-way heart on a one-way street. Yeah, you really got me. So fast, so fast. Syncopated, so syncopated. Like that, just like that. It dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not her. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not like we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages. The pages keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Ooh, na 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 na. Ooh, na 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 na. And if we try to go back, go back. We couldn't change it. No, we couldn't change it. I know that. Hey, Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not hurt. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not like we can talk it out. We ran out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages, the pages. Keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious.
Tell us a little bit about how you got your start, because it has something to do with the band Hanson, and not many people have that story, I don't think.
No, I guess not. Or they don't admit it.
Right.
I'm proud. Yeah, well, when I discovered Hanson, they were sort of this beacon of positive music that seemed authentic, like amongst some stuff that, you know, was more... I don't know. It's hard. When I say that, people are like, what do you mean? Mbop is like total pop. But that's not the only song that they have.
Right.
Surprise. And I got really excited because they were, you know, these brothers, and I have an identical twin sister, and we started learning how to harmonize by singing their songs. And it felt like, wow, these people are so young and they're able to do this. And so, you know, maybe I could do it too. Cause I always felt like musicians were these sort of otherworldly people that were not in a world that I could achieve and be part of. And they sort of made it seem possible.
So in that landscape of, cause you're, you know, you're in your parents' record collection, you're mm-hmm. watching Lawrence Welk on TV. Mm-hmm. They had to have been, seemed incredibly young to you.
Yeah.
You also don't have to wait until you're, you know, what must have seemed like 100 years old when you were that age.
Definitely.
to be on a big stage making music.
Exactly.
That's a powerful story. Have you ever, like, reached out to Hanson to tell him?
I actually have met them a number of times.
Good.
yeah, weirdly, I'm friends with Reeve Carney, who was Spider-Man. He was Peter Parker in the Spider-Man musical.
Okay.
And so yeah. I went to see one of the previews as a guest of his. And then afterwards, he's like, let's go out and go have dinner. And I was like, great. And we walk in and he's like, hey, this is my friend Taylor. Have you met my friend Chris? And I was just like, oh, hi, Taylor Hanson. and like, no, we haven't met, but let's hang out.
As one does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have a sense that you're that person for someone else? As you know, people are, and you never know now because someone's just on your website,
yeah.
Which is chrisangelis.com, by the way, spelled with a K. Mm-hmm. And we'll put a link up on our website after mm-hmm. the show as well. But somebody else is looking at, you know, your video that is a kind of a tribute to Footloose and Kevin Bacon, which I love. I watched that twice.
Thank you.
This is totally wholesome and fun. And they're saying, I can do that because look at her. She's out here doing this and she's having a great time. You know, you're making a connection with someone else that you haven't met yet.
Oh my gosh, I hope so. That's seriously all I hope about my music career.
So tell me about your sister and how is she part of your, because I think she's, when you did a Tiny Desk entry for NPR, she's in that video, right?
Yeah. She, like I said, we learned how to harmonize together and she's always been part of, like, we wrote our first song together when we were 3 years old about being cold and wanting to go inside. And and she has branched out. We've gone sort of separate ways. We both were in musical theater together and acting training and stuff. And she went full into the acting world and she's like, you know, movie star. And and I went into the music thing. But I can be, as she calls it, her special talent, where she gets to have a twin for auditions and stuff. And and she can be my special thing where I have someone who looks just like me that can sing harmonies. So I sing with her whenever I possibly can. It's super fun.
Yeah, you'd be become each other's best friend and party trick whenever necessary.
For sure.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, because when you tell that story, it's clear that art grabs people in different ways, even people who grew up in the same house and are identical twins. How has music really grabbed you and become not just something that you're making a living doing, but part of your whole self?
Well, yeah, like I said, when I discovered the artists that really were the sort of catalysts for me becoming a singer-songwriter myself, it was definitely an emotional time and what something that brought me hope and legitimacy to the things that I was feeling. And like I've always said, you know, when people go through breakups or any sort of hard time in life, I'm always like, how do people who don't write songs get through their lives? Mm-hmm. And because that's definitely what I've done. There's a quote that I love. It says music says that which cannot be expressed, but oh my gosh, now I'm messing up the quote, but it's like, it allows you to say things that you can't really say. And it's a universal language. And so, yeah, I don't know how I could do life without music.
Yeah. All right, let's hear another song. What will you play for us next, please?
This is a brand new song that's going to be on my new EP that I'm recording. And it's called If I Can't Have What I Want. My heart is broken. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally started in the wrong key. I could have done it, but that would have been really
low. Moment in sound. That's perfect.
Sorry. My heart is broken. It doesn't work anymore. I feel nothing. Where I used to love before, I can't open up. I'm on the edge of fear, I know I have to jump. Oh, but I'm still standing here. If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I'll want nothing at all. Yeah, it's all that I can do, 'cause I can't have you. And I'm a liar. Yeah, I smile when we speak, but it's crumbling. The ground beneath my feet, I can feel. Your heart beating in my chest, I forgive you. Oh, but how can I forget? If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I'll want nothing at all. Yeah, it's all that I can do, 'cause I can't have you, 'cause I can't have you. If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I want nothing at all. That's all that I can do, 'cause I can't have what I want. If I can't have what I want, it's all that I can do, 'cause I can't have you, 'cause I can't have you, 'cause I can't have you.
Tell me a little bit, because that song it sounds so timeless. It sounds like brand new, like you haven't heard anything like it before. Yeah. But yet, hasn't that been around for forever?
Oh, thank you.
When you write something like this and get to the point where you're playing it, do you feel that sense of like, okay, yeah, that's it? Like the tuning fork resonates and you say, I got it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. there are times for sure that a song happens like that, and I think that was one of them, where it's kind of one of those moments of like, oh wow, this is one of those songs that if I heard it, I would really like it, and that always feels really good. Feels like something that's not totally me, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of came to me.
And then you feel like you're part of something larger than yourself.
Yeah. And I wrote it with Garrison Starr, who's an incredible singer, songwriter. And so she's definitely part of it. I'm very, very fortunate to get to work with her.
Yeah. As you travel across the country, you do all kinds of collaboration in LA and other places. Tell us what that collaboration sort of feels like, because especially when you grow up with someone so close to you, like your sister, you're used to a certain kind of connection and creative process and working together, right? And then you go out into the world and other people offer other things. What was it like to sort of open up to collaboration on new levels?
Yeah, it's been really fun. Like for a while, I was terrified of collaboration, partially because I was like, oh, what if they think I'm terrible or all of my ideas are stupid? Where my sister doesn't have any qualms about telling me that. She's like, no, that's dumb. Right. But but also because my songs are very personal to me, and it felt very vulnerable to open up to another person who sometimes it's the first time you've met and suddenly you're talking about these, you know, extremely personal experiences. And I felt, vulnerable kind of letting people in, but also letting that my songs go away from me. And they always turn into something a little different than it would have been if it was just me. And usually it's a really good thing. And it's definitely opened me up to a lot of different styles of music and things that I wouldn't have done on my own.
Tell me a little bit about your videos and sort of taking a song and then turning it into a, you know, visual or digital representation. They're so innovative and creative, artfully done, fun, just engaging. Tell
Thank
me about
you.
That process.
A lot of times I have in my mind, you know, sort of imagery as I'm writing a song or as I'm listening to it afterwards that I want to bring to life. But a lot of it, again, has come from collaboration of getting to work with these directors who, you know, are wonderful filmmakers who hear my music and they have their own vision. Damien Horan is one who did a video for a song called Not Your Fault, which actually has... Justin Hartley, who plays Kevin in This Is Us, is in that music video, so that was really fun. And Emma Bell directed the one, the Kevin Bacon one, which was Damien Horan's idea. So it's a lot of collaboration and getting to see those things actually in the real world, not just in my head, is always really fun.
You're having fun making them
Absolutely.
As well. I mean, it's an incredible amount of work. But for you, this is that work that doesn't feel like work, or does it feel like a slog? Tell the truth.
It definitely is work, you know, getting up early and trudging through fields and, you know, all the things that it takes. But it's super fun. And I am so, so blessed and grateful because I have so many talented friends, you know, in the film industry who are willing to just do it for basically no pay. And we just all, you know, trade favors. And yeah, I have these videos that people are like, oh, well, how would you spend on that $30,000? And I'm like, about $100 for food for the crew, because I'm incredibly lucky to know these people.
Oh, nice. And tell us a little bit about some of the work that you do through music to give back and kind of be out there as an artist, realizing that it's not just about your own creative process, but it's about what you can do. You've made some interesting choices and connections philanthropically as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that music and art education is incredibly important for society. And I actually did a tour a few years ago called the Extreme Tour, where I went around to with a bunch of different artists, and we went to underserved communities and would play these free shows in parks. And, you know, these kids would come up to me and they were just so excited to even be holding a guitar, and you know, I'd let them play it, and they were so excited, and I'd be like, oh, you should ask your parents to get you music lessons. And then I'm like, oh right, you can't afford that and your school doesn't have it, and that really touched me and made me want to definitely get involved in supporting arts education, because I think that it's so important for kids to have that kind of outlet so that they're not, you know, getting into drugs and being on the street and, you know, those kinds of therapeutic things for like veterans and inmates. And it's shown to be extremely beneficial. And so that's those are the things that are very close to my heart.
What excites you about the potential of what kind of art could come out of some of those unexpected places as you, you know, remove some of the barriers to music and creation of art? There's a lot of voices that we're not hearing from.
Absolutely, there are a lot of voices. And I think that it's, yeah, that's well put, that that people might overlook if they weren't given a platform. And I want to talk about my friend Zoe Bookbinder has a thing that's called the Prison Music Project that she's been working on with Annie DeFranco and inmates from Folsom Prison. She went in there and co-wrote songs with the inmates, and it's making a huge impact in their lives. And my sister's actually making a documentary about it. It's a whole thing. And, you know, because I think that those people are people who might never have even thought that they could be creative in the first place, or if they hadn't been given a chance, their words and their emotions and their stories wouldn't have been told. And I think that they're important to hear from all of those branches of society, and so we can make a positive change.
Let's have one more song, Chris. What do you have for us now?
This one is called Stained Glass. And it's about how we get colored by everything in our lives, all the people that we meet, all of our experiences. And even though sometimes we get broken and it might not feel like it at the time, it's possible to come back together and be whole and be something even stronger and more beautiful than we were before, like stained glass. We've been living in a glass house, throwing stones. I can see right through your walls, love, all alone. Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. Stained glass, stronger than we were before. Stolen, beautifully broken. There's nothing different about the sunrise, but the light's changed in my eyes. I've seen this picture a thousand times, and now it's come to life. Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. Stained glass, stronger than we were before. Stained glass, pieces that were stolen, beautifully broken, colored by the way we are. Ooh, 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 ooh. Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. Stained glass, stained glass, stained glass, stronger than we were before. We'll stay. Gonna be ignored. We'll stay glass with all the tales we've woven. Let's throw the windows open, stronger than we were before. Ooh. Ooh.
stronger than we were before. Ooh. Ooh. We're stronger than we were before.
Ken Burns' country music documentary premieres September 15th on SDPB-TV. It's an 8-part, 16-hour series that showcases never-before-seen footage and photographs, plus interviews with more than 80 country music artists. So let's break open our Moment and Sound archives to bring you country music performed in the SDPB studios. Now on In the Moment, we have welcomed artists who have performed many different styles of country music, from classic country to the folk-infused country of string bands, and from cowboy music to crossover and pop-infused country. In March of this year, Baltimore native Kenny Fidler and his lead guitarist Clade Shulkey of the Killer Cowboys performed live on In the Moment. Fidler's appreciation for the late country music star Chris Lodeau is on display in this song called Runaway.
Four shot tires on a Cadillac. Always said I want to go like that. And hugs the corners, eats up those little white lines. Detroit made and she's all mine. Ain't no sense to all the wandering. Guess I like how leaving feels. No red roses for my darling. Caught in the web of a spinning wheel. Thank you. for another man. Dust cloud rolling past the city limit. Two hearts pumping with the pistons on 89. Leaving town. Morning comes through my window, and I fade into the day again. Left my dreams there on the pillow. Remind myself it's all pretend. In the mirror there's a stranger, covered up in all my sin. Every day I face the dangers of who I am and what I've been. Another day has come, another day is gone, another day has come, another day is gone. Step outside, the world is moving, but I can't seem to find my feet. So I gather up all of my armor, make my way down the street. Find some old forgotten tavern, head on in, get a drink. Share my problems with who will listen, then wish I hadn't said a thing. Another day has come, another day is gone, another day has come. Another day is gone. Now I can't say that I would blame you, should you judge the man you see. 'Cause I lost my faith in the preachers when I found the love was free. There's highs and lows as I keep breathing, mountaintops and valleys deep. Till that day I know is certain, when they lay me down to sleep. Another day has come, another day is gone. Another day has come, another day is gone.
Americana country music songwriter Heath Johnson of Spearfish. He was our guest in July 2018 when he performed that song, Another Day. Now, it's hard to believe it's already been a year since the Nestors stopped by the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls. When Jamie Lynn and Eliza Blue were here last September, the Nestors performed the title track from Eliza's album, South Dakota, 1st of May.
South Dakota, 1st of May, we lay planks across the yard. The corner coat frames frosted over the sky is gray. It sounds like oceans overhead and still. It's only almost spring. Last night's snow clings to the dirt road. The sky still gray, and in the ditch a dead bird's black wing lifts, waving in the wind. It sounds like oceans overhead, and still it's only almost spring. It sounds like oceans overhead. It sounds like oceans overhead. And will the birds return and sing? Turn this endless winter into spring. Will the birds return and sing? Turn this endless winter into
sounds like still oceans.
Always leading to
like
ocean. Sounds just like waves. Sounds
like
still
oceans.
Always leading to
like oceans.
Sounds just like waves. It's only almost spring. It's only almost spring. It's only almost spring.
Thank you.
Hi, dear lady, oh.
Hello.
Everybody! Everybody else! We get a little carried away.
And that's a quick but fun number there from Gordy Pratt and Dallas Sellers called Spirit of the American Cowboy Show. They spent part of a morning with us in March of 2018 in the Rapid City Studios to promote their stage show in the Black Hills. Paul Larson plays authentic cowboy music, and Larson showed his cowboy spirit when he drove through a blizzard to join us for a moment in sound in our Rapid City Studios in April of 2018. Here he sets up the final number from his set. Would you leave us with one song, and then we'll let you get about your day in the snow?
This is a song from Leonard Sly. And those of you that don't know who Leonard Sly was, he was the most famous movie star this country's ever seen. He made movies for 40 years. He rode a golden Palomino horse named Trigger. Jumped in saddle the day he was born. Life on the trail was dust, tails, and horns. At night he lay under a blanket of stars. Fight off the lonesome, he'd strum his guitar. Tie up your horses, take off your guns, and show you how the West was swung. Hoodley, loodley, loodley, yodley, 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 That's how the West was swung. That's where it all came from. The soul of a cowboy, the song in his heart, a coyote wailing somewhere in the dark. Yippee-ki-yay just rolled off his tongue. That's how the West was swung. Hoodley, loo, loo, hoodley, yay, loo, hoodley, yay, yoodley, 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 yoodley. Now songs of haciendas and sleepy afternoons echo through the canyons to serenade the moon. Sweet notes started straying, moseyed right along, from Amarillo down to old San Antone. Tie up your horses, take off your guns, and show you how the West was swung. Hoodley, 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 hoodley.
Got a moonshine still. You buy your smoke, I grow my own. Yeah, that's what makes this whole world go round. You take the concrete, I'll take the weeds. You take the chlorine, I'll take the creek. 14 miles of blacktop road when it turns to gravel, I'm almost home. You can have the high rise, I'll take the shack. Sitting on the back porch, a bottle of Jack. I'll take the holler and the dogwood trees. You take the concrete and I'll take the wings. Hey, you got your city cops, well, I got a shotgun. You keep your doors locked, I leave mine wide open. You love your suits and ties, I love my old Levi's. And a down-home girl that loves him on me. You take the concrete, I'll take the weeds. You take the chlorine, I'll take the creek. 14 miles of blacktop road when it turns to gravel, I'm almost home. You can have the high rise, I'll take the shack. Sitting on the back porch, a bottle of Jack. I'll take the holler and the dogwood trees. You take the concrete and I'll take the weeds. You take the concrete, I'll take the weeds. You take the chlorine, I'll take the creek. 14 miles of blacktop road when it turns to gravel, I'm almost home. You can have the high rise, I'll take the shack. Sitting on the back porch, a bottle of Jack. I'll take the holler and the dogwood trees. You take the concrete and I'll take the wings. Yeah, I'll take the wings.
That's Kentucky-based singer-songwriter Tyler Stevens. He graciously joined us along with guitarist Phil Ozzy Osbourne during a week-long residency at Saloon No. 10 in Deadwood. They performed I'll Take the Weeds in our Rapid City studio in June of 2018. But just a reminder that Sunday, September 15th, is the premiere of Ken Burns' new series, Country Music, on SDPB-TV. That's at 7 p.m. Central. Our next set features a favorite among the In the Moment staff, James Elliott, songwriting department chair at Belmont University in Nashville, participated in the Wild West Songwriters Festival in Deadwood in October of 2017. Here's James Elliott as he sets up his song, Rebel Gray Heart.
Interesting story behind this song. Sometimes we get asked to write songs for certain projects, and so a number of years ago, it was coming up on the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. And so some of us were asked to write songs, and they were going to get some really big-name artists to sing these songs. And so I got the Ken Burns series on the Civil War, and I couldn't stop watching it. I just watched it and watched it. And I wrote a series of songs. And so this was one of the songs I wrote. And what often happens on projects like these, you're asked to do it, and you write the song, and then funny thing happens. The project doesn't happen. But you still have songs that you wrote for that. So this is just one that I call Rebel Gray Heart that was inspired by doing some research on the Civil War. Captain, oh Captain, I can't feel my legs. Cannonball that cut me down has dug my grave. I know that I'm dying, and dying is hard. I live and I'll die with my rebel gray heart. I had seven brothers, now there's only three. Tell my mother that they just killed me. Brothers by blood and brothers in arms. We live and we die with our rebel gray hearts. Well, you can call me a rebel or my mother's son. I've not always been proud of the things I have done. When they carve my tombstone when I depart, well, just chiseled in stone, he had a rebel gray heart.
Here's a song I wrote called The New Stuff. Country music has changed, and this song tells a little bit about my feelings about the new country music. Some people like the new stuff, I like the old. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, I like Bill Monroe. Blue Moon of Kentucky stills my soul. Hank, Willie, and Waylon, it's all I know. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old. Some people like the new stuff, I like the old. I like them old country songs. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old. give me some George. He stopped loving her today. Coal miner's daughter, I love to hear Loretta sing and play. Working man blues, mama tried Merle, take me away. Some people like the new stuff, I like the old, I like them old country songs. Some people like that new country sound, but it leaves me cold. Some people like the new stuff, but I'm too dang old.
Formerly of Aces and Eights, Kimberly Kay is now performing solo. She joined us in May of this year to play her NPR Tiny Desk entry, The New Stuff, which was a South Dakota local favorite. We've got one more song for you on the reprisal of some Moment in Sound performances featuring country music. Just a month ago, during their visit to South Dakota for some Red Willow Band reunion shows, Christine Albert and Chris Gage played out of the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls. Here's the Austin, Texas duo performing Tom Peterson's Dakota Lullaby.
Comes home in the spring. Hear the last of the sad coyotes cry. Hear the ghosts of the plains sing of the buffalo again, and fall asleep to a Dakota lullaby. Of the ones who have returned to this holy land on which their fathers toiled. If you fall down on your knees, put your ear down to the earth, you might hear their spirit singing in the soil. That black crow calling as it comes home in the spring. Hear the last of the sad coyotes cry. Hear the ghosts of the plains sing of the buffalo again, and fall asleep to a Dakota lullaby. Gonna rise up from their graves.
songs that hold no trace of time.
Hear that black crow calling as he comes home in the spring.
Hear the last of the sad coyotes cry.
The ghosts of the plains sing of buffalo again.
Fall asleep to a Dakota lullaby.
Fall asleep
to a Dakota
South Dakota musicians, along with those just passing through, are generous with their time because they love public radio and public radio listeners like you. Now, if you never want to miss a performance from In the Moment, find all the Moment in Sound segments on our website, listen.sdpb.org. And if you never want to miss a single conversation from In the Moment, subscribe to our In the Moment Segments podcast. That's every conversation, every day, all on your mobile device. If you'd rather have hours of local public radio condensed for you each week into in-depth but manageable summaries, well, then this is the podcast for you. And it's produced by Josh Heyer. If you've got an idea for someone who needs to be on the show, send us an email, inthemoment@sdpb.org. Follow us on Twitter @MomentSDPB and on Instagram @SDPBInTheMoment. For Josh Heyer, Chris Loffrey, and Steve Zwemke, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.